going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Big shout out to Manosphere Highlights Daily and the video that he did covering the Fox News segment talking about the soft guy era. Now, before I go into my tirade after I'm done with this article, let me go ahead and drop this into the matrix to shake it up just a little bit. For every man who is now openly willing to say drizzle, drizzle, the seething anger from women is making their minds go sizzle, sizzle. Why? Because they now know that those men are no longer going to be pet wallets. And guess what? The thought that they were going to catch these men will now go fizzle, fizzle as it fades away. Oh, yes, ladies. The idea of men still being pet wallets, nah, that is not happening en masse. Why? Because guess what? Thank you, inflation. You see, if there's one good thing about inflation, more men are choosing themselves over these thoughts, over these scallywags. And guess what? Women and society are shaking in their boots. Now, I want to cover the article that was published on the 28th of April. Quote unquote, soft guy era trend raises the question on what happened to masculinity. Well, gentlemen, as you know, whenever you hear the word masculinity coming from women, it is a bastardized version of it. For them, masculinity means to serve women. Well, let me go ahead and amend that. To serve society via women. However, what more and more men are now doing is something that CGA advises men to do. They're taking their hands, turning them upside down, reaching between their legs, and they're cuffing their fucking balls. And guess what? Women and society are scared shitless. Why? Because as men, you're supposed to be a beast of burden. Yeah, you're supposed to fall on your sword no matter what. However, more and more men are throwing off those yokes. They're putting those swords down. And guess what? You know what they're doing? They're doing exactly what the chief in One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, they're doing exactly what he did. They're breaking out of the matrix and running for the hills. That's not supposed to happen, gentlemen. Oh, no. However, more and more men are escaping the plantation day by day. And I love it. Fox News' Anita Vogel. Yeah, look at that fucking Skeletor-looking scallywag. Discusses the soft guy era, the latest TikTok craze that advises men to stop being sole providers in relationships, alongside co-hosts on the quote-unquote big weekend show. Gentlemen, you have to love it. Every time men decide to take a stand, what do? They trot out some raggedy-ass scallywag to try to shame men back in line. Quote, unquote, you should hear these TikTokers out there. One says that women should be paying for all of the dates, Vogel said. What's going on with masculinity? Why is it out the window? Once again, gentlemen, their version of masculinity is nothing more than male servitude. And I'm going to keep repeating it. Men of today are saying hell no. Quote unquote. It just seems like men do not want to play the role of being elusive anymore or being hard to get. First and foremost, that was never the men's role. Why? Because women do not chase men. By and large, are there some women who are willing to pursue a man that they truly want? Yes. However, the overwhelming majority of women, even if they like a man, they will not pursue him. But then when that man goes off and finds another woman, she feels bad about it because she decided she didn't want to open her mouth and risk the possibility of rejection. They text way too much. They're far too needy. They live far too long with their parents, particularly with their mother. And that's a problem when you're a woman and you want a real man. Gentlemen, you know, whenever the term real man is used, everything that comes afterward is meant to specifically benefit women and put you into the servitude role. Fox News contributor Joe Concha said, quote unquote, "I shudder to think what it's going to be like for my daughters." Mr. Concha, you just let your slip show. You're a girl, Dad. You are definitely one of the most dangerous men out there. And I'm going to explain why. Little Goody is one of the self-proclaimed co-founders of the Soft Guy Era movement. Quote unquote, "Literally being in my soft guy era, it literally opens my eyes to reality." That right there, gentlemen, is the key. As men, we're never supposed to see the fish hook that's behind the bait. The bait being the woman. The hook being society. You're never supposed to see that fish hook. You're supposed to continue to try to catch that worm on that hook. However, more and more men are waking up to the reality that, yes, they see that hook. And guess what? They're swimming away from it. However, that right there is something that men were never supposed to do. Why traditionalism was a trap. Women want to be in long-term relationships. So this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to pay for all of the dates, he said in a TikTok video. Of course, these people simply do not understand sarcasm. The soft guy era started out as a joke, a way to actually show women exactly how idiotic their requirements for men are. It basically put the mirror up to women. And guess what? The women did not like what they saw. Quote unquote, "We all know being a provider in 2024 is a scam. So we don't care. We're not going to do that anymore. We know that's old fashioned. These women got money. These women are working. So they need to contribute." Scarface Mark, the other co-founder of the movement, said, exactly. Women have no problems boasting about how much money they have. Yet, when it's time to pay the bill, oh no, you should still be traditional. You should still be old-fashioned. You should still be willing to shell out your hard-earned money for the illusion of the possibility of sex, which is all I have to offer anyway. So yes, gentlemen, in my humble opinion, modern Western women deserve to suffer in this new environment that they created. Here's the thing. So I work full time. We all know that. The thing about being financially independent as a woman in a marriage, it is a beautiful thing. You know what? She let her slip show. Why? Because her husband, whether he knows it or not, is actually on the time clock. All she has to do is say, I'm not happy. And that trad cuck, he's going to face reality. Why? Because what's going to happen, she's going to go into her drawer. She's going to pull out this little box, that says, in case of not being happy, break. And what's going to be inside that box? The gun of the state. I don't need my husband financially. My husband doesn't need me financially. Fox News' Nicole Safier said, we are together because we want to be together. And we work on our marriage because we actually just want to be together and raise our children together. That's the beautiful thing. Until she decides she's no longer happy or she's gonna monkey branch to find a better deal. See, they don't talk about that part. They don't talk about the dark reasons why more and more men are saying hell no to these modern women and this modern society. Some of these guys, all they want is a mom, which is ironic because when you look at what women say that they desire from men, all they want is at minimum a servant, maximum they want a dad to take care of them. That's what they want. They want to be coddled and taken care of. Fox News contributor Jason Chaffetz said, quote unquote, when we're dating, should he absolutely be paying for our dates? Yes. No. At bare minimum, go Dutch. That's chivalry. Wrong. These people have no clue what chivalry truly is. It is actually the warrior's code, something that they would know very little about. He should also keep me on the inside when we're walking on a sidewalk, i.e., if a car loses control, you have to be ready to sacrifice your life. He should be opening the door for me. And by the way, my husband does that. And my three children, boys, do that as well, Safier said. Yeah, essentially training the next generation of ballless simps. You've got to find the balance in your life. And it works for some people. It doesn't work for others. But this idea that you're going to predetermine who's paying for what before you even go out, I don't know, Chaffetz said. Well, well, well. Now for my opinion. And yes, I'm going to reiterate. Modern Western women absolutely deserve to suffer in this new environment. However, as we all know, far too many blue pill men and simps and white knights refuse to let these women suffer. Now, let's go back to something that I mentioned. The girl dad. Yeah, there are another group of men who absolutely cannot stand when men decide, I'm out of here. Why? Because they want those men to be able to pawn their daughters off on. Oh, no, 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 no. You see how low the marital rate is. Mm-hmm. Men, by and large, are not getting married like that. Why? Because they know how fucked up this system truly is. Now, this goes back to a video that I did a long, long time ago, where I talked about how blue-pilled married men are the most dangerous group of men. Yes, the simp is dangerous in his own right. Yes, the white knight is dangerous in his own right. However, what makes the blue-pilled married man the most dangerous group of men? They tend to occupy positions of power that allow them to actually change the environment. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, if you watch the actual video, the one guy talks about responsibility. Now, if you key in on that, you can go back in history to where Fox News actually had on Dr. Helen Smith. Yeah. Yeah. And for those of you who don't know who she is, she wrote a book called Men on Strike. And I still have that book and I still read it on occasion. It is an outstanding book. Fellas, if you don't have it, you should definitely put that in your war chest. Tucker Carlson said the exact same thing that these guys were saying. Well, men need to take responsibility and blah, 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 blah. Dr. Smith broke it down. Yes, more and more men are no longer signing up for a raw deal. Unfortunately, that is what the modern Western relationship is. At best, it's a raw deal. At worst, it is literal male servitude by way of the gun of the state. Hey, however, more and more, especially younger men, are saying, nope, we're not going. They want the younger men to act like the old boomers and old blue pill Gen Xers. Yeah, the young men have said, nope. Guess what? We know our worth. We know our value. That is something else that society and women fear men finding out. So therefore, we're going to chart our own destiny. And guess what? Hey, ultimately, like Mr. Scarface Mark said, we don't care. That is beautiful. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Watch the actual segment. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who think that in this environment, with inflation continuing to rise, excuse me, yeah, there are no more pet wallets. The simp pool is drying up. Why? I said this years ago. However, it bears repeating. Even the simp is going to have to make a choice one day between paying for your OnlyFans or paying for his food. And guess what? Self-preservation will kick in, especially now when you have AI on the scene. Yeah. That's another thing that is knocking a lot of women off their pedestal. Yep, yep, yep. And I'm all here for it. So ladies, you better understand this. You better get this through your thick damn skulls and let your pea-sized brain truly comprehend this. The fake power that society allows you to believe that you have is going out. Feminism And the idea that men were going to continue the quote unquote fake traditional trap and continue to be nothing more than plow horses, that's gone out right along with it. Because as more men embrace the soft guy era, or take the red pill, or go MGTOW, or go monk, or go SYSBM, or decide, you know what, I'm going to get my passport, or decide I'm going to take on the waifu life. Yeah, all of those men are taking with them the one thing that you desire most, their resources. And guess what? Those men, once they've seen the light, they're not coming back. So that's why society is doing everything they can to try to shame the younger generation. However, the younger generation has the internet, and that right there is the game changer for the younger generation. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.